from the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 7 o'clock. I'm Eric Scott. No survivors have been pulled from the frigid Potomac River following the crash of a passenger jet and an Army Black Hawk helicopter last night near Reagan National Airport in D.C. NBC is reporting more than 30 bodies have been recovered from the Potomac, where both aircraft ended up after the collision. A makeshift morgue has been set up near the crash site. U.S. Figure Skating says American Eagle Flight 5342 was carrying team members, coaches, and family members back from the U.S. Figure Skating Championship in Wichita, Kansas. A number of skaters from New Jersey are listed on the U.S. Figure Skating roster, but it is not known how many, if any, made the trip to Wichita or may have been aboard that flight. No names of the dead have been released. No preliminary news on a cause of that crash. It is 11 years in prison for former U.S. Senator Bob Menendez on federal corruption charges. U.S. District Judge Sidney Stein announcing the sentence after the Democrat tearfully addressed the court, saying he'd lost everything he cared about except his family. Speaking outside the courthouse after sentencing, Menendez continued to maintain his innocence.
Regardless of the judge's comments today, I am innocent, and I look forward to filing appeals on a whole host of issues.
Prosecutors had called for a 15-year sentence, while Menendez's defense argued for less than two, citing factors like his age and years of public service. But the judge said Menendez's actions feeds the cynicism of voters. Many in New Jersey, including government officials, are not satisfied with President Trump's statement on the drones flying over New Jersey. Trump said they are not the enemy. Elected officials from Congressman Josh Gottheimer to Monmouth County Sheriff Sean Golden still want to know from the FAA what type of research those drones were doing and who was doing it. Republicans in the state legislature want the FAA to appear at a special hearing to answer questions. New Jersey 101.5 News Time 7:02. New Jersey Fast Traffic is next. New Jersey 101.5 News Time 7:07. Now New Jersey 101.5 Instant Weather.
A fairly quiet weather day today, although we are back on the cold side. Most of New Jersey in the 20s this morning. The wind has calmed down quite a bit, but we'll end up in the breezy category for at least this morning. Look for sun with late day clouds. High temperatures limited to the mid to upper 30s. Becoming mostly cloudy tonight, we'll stay in the 30s. And then tomorrow, cloudy and wet. Scattered rain in the morning, becoming steadier and heavier tomorrow afternoon and early evening. Wrapping up tomorrow night, total rainfall tomorrow between a half inch and an inch. New Jersey weather made possible by Optimum Business. Take your business to the next level with Optimum Business Essentials. Get reliable, secure internet connection backup and business phone offer just $90 a month. Visit optimum.com/business or call 855-2-OPTIMUM today.
Morristown 24, Ewing 27, Turnersville is 31. Download our mobile app for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone, customized for your neighborhood. Stay informed with New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia. We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.